It's been a little more than a year since Lockheed Martin opened the doors to its continuous diagnostics and mitigation lab. Since then, Lockheed has been conducting workshops with chief information security officers, security operations center managers, and cyber analysts. Vicki Szymanski is the vice president for security and IT solutions at Lockheed. She talks about the latest threat landscape and what little CDM and the big CDM, that's DHS's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, can do for agencies looking to secure their enterprise networks.
So what agencies are looking for in continuous monitoring as a service is that these threats are continuing to get more complex and more persistent. And so what they want to do is make sure that they're not only doing the blocking and tackling on the 80% of the known threats, but ultimately they're going to start being able to free up the resources to get to these advanced persistent threats, which are much smaller in nature, but much harder to detect and then much harder to defend against.
If they can live almost anywhere within your infrastructure, just kind of lurking until they decide to manifest themselves, and sometimes I guess they're tiny little pieces of code that are just hard to spot.
Absolutely. We sometimes call it the needle in the needle stack that we're looking for when we deal with these billions of transactions. You know, basically there's like 2 billion of cyber events that Lockheed Martin monitors for its own infrastructure on a daily basis. And any one of those events could potentially represent something that could affect a cyber intrusion. So we monitor all of that stuff, but then it's important to automate the process surrounding it. Several years ago, we developed something called the cyber kill chain. And what that allows to do is there are 7 layers of intrusion where anywhere along the way, you know, we can stop these particular vulnerabilities from doing harm to our networks and infrastructure. So years ago, we would have had to stop them every time. Now we only have to stop them once. So it's modeled after our defense kill chain. You know, but we've applied it to the cyberspace, and it's been very effective on our own networks, and we're providing that service to the federal government.
And I wanted to ask about threat information sharing, because agencies are under this whole framework, you know, starting with the White House directives over the last several years, to have sector-by-sector sharing and also agency-to-agency sharing. There's a lot of regimes around data sharing about cyber. How does that work, and what happens if say you're monitoring an agency in the financial sector, and so they're obligated to tell Treasury if something happens. Just for example, how does that work with a service provider in the middle?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because a lot of our solution is based on collaboration and sharing of data. Years ago, we created something called the Cybersecurity Alliance, where we have 23 technical companies that we actively share data on what we're finding in these advanced persistent threat campaigns. We share that with each other, and as appropriate, we share it with the federal agencies. So CDM, as we talk about that vehicle, since we're providing those kind of capabilities to multiple federal agencies, a key piece of that will be collaboration across those federal agencies and sharing the things we're seeing within an individual agency with another peer agency.
And so the data has to be all cleared of personally identifiable information if it happens to be involved, but you would share what you find out with the agency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, they would share data to help them protect their own infrastructure and networks.
Okay, and do you ever come across a case where, say, an agency that you are monitoring, you know, doing the service for them, they get information from a private sector entity that they might be tied to, say, energy to energy or, you know, environment to environment, that kind of thing, or DHS has 6 sectors that it's responsible for. Do you get involved in that sharing from government to industry when you're monitoring government?
Yes, we actually have relationships with commercial organizations, with defense and intel organizations, and then with the federal agencies. So as appropriate, when we find things in any one of those organizations, we would find a mechanism to share it across those.
So that's something that might be part of the service level agreement, that you have the obligation and also the authority from the agency to share that information with private sector counterparts, and maybe vice versa. The private sector customers may let you pass cyber information on to the corresponding federal entity if it might be useful.
Yes. As long as we go through all the right processes and procedures.
Well, that's always the case. We're speaking with Vicki Szymanski. She's Vice President of IT and Security Solutions at Lockheed Martin. What about the people in cybersecurity? What are you finding? I mean, who do you deal with at the federal agency level? And what do you see about the skill sets that are required?
At the federal level, we're dealing with the CISOs and their staffs who have the primary responsibility for protecting those environments. And then the skill sets, generally folks come from an IT background or engineering background. Increasingly data analytics is a big piece of it and a skill set that we look for because of the nature of the volumes of data we're dealing with. And then specialized cyber training that's made available.
Because both the federal government and companies like Lockheed and your competitors are all kind of chasing after the same set of talent for cyber staff. How does that work?
It's a very competitive environment, as you can imagine, to hire these cyber analysts. They are in high demand, but because of the nature of the Lockheed Martin infrastructure and what we're trying to protect, because of the missions that we support with our customers, it's a very attractive environment for our cyber analysts to come into.
So do you have a sense of the trends in the threat environment? I mean, is there a certain area of, I don't know, networks, certain applications that seem to be the target more nowadays than perhaps they were before, based on what you're monitoring?
These large campaigns trying to get to the things you would think they would try to get to, anything that's sensitive information, anything that might be security related. You know, some of the PII data is still a hot commodity. And then what we're also seeing is Lockheed Martin starting to shift our emphasis, not just from these external campaigns, but to the insider threat issue. And when you think about it, you know, Lockheed Martin has over 100,000 people in their corporation. And so all of those people, some of them, you know, maybe they've been subject to a furlough, they didn't like their last performance appraisal, they didn't like their raise. There could be a number of things. And what we do is aggregate all of that data, and then we actually give people a score on what we think the risk is that they might actually pose an insider threat to the corporation. Because when you think about it, the folks that have carry our own badges, you know, have the keys to the kingdom and could potentially do as much or more damage than those outside agencies trying to target us.
And so these tools, analytical tools that you develop, are those available to federal agencies that may want to run the same profile information on their people?
Absolutely. We are actively talking to our customers about those kinds of tools and, you know, and capabilities. And then, you know, the other thing that we offer is, once you get through that automation and you build those, you run the modeling and you get those priority skills, then we also talk about what we do on the inside to connect to the ethics or security or HR organizations who have to go talk to the folks and find out if there really are a threat or not. And so we talk about those processes with our customers as well, not just the tools piece of it and the analytics piece of it, but the actual what we do when we find somebody that we think might pose a threat and how we internally deal with those particular issues, the people side of it.